Well, now he landed after the war and was wounded, and he didn't. He said he had got a watch and a gun, and brought home with him off of the Yankees. And another one thing I always admired about my father, he never was we were not allowed to ever speak disrespectful of Yankees like a lot of people did, you know. Mm-hmm. He said they fought just because we fought too. Mm-hmm. And he would never let us, he had all respect.
He must have been a fine man.
They fought because they had to fight just we did. Mm-hmm. And so he was wounded at Gettysburg, so he was wounded.
Well, what kind of farm did your father have? What sorts of things did he raise on his farm?
Well, I'll tell you, after I heard my mother, and then after the war, slaves were freed. And that turned so many people that had hundreds of acres of land. They had nobody to work it, you see. The slaves were freed, mm-hmm. just like they are now, you know, they can't get labor done. And so a lot of the property was sold for its taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, my father bought some land that sold for its taxes right out here about 8 miles from town.
About 8.
About that where we live. That's that same land, but he owned hundreds and hundreds of acres of land. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just miraculous. He was about, now he was 64 years old when he died. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many hundreds of acres he owned.
Well, let me see now. Do you know where your father went to school? Do you know anything about his
education? He went to school. He could read and write. He went to school 3 months after he was married.
Okay.
And after he fought in the war.
Well, now, what about your mother's education? Do you know anything about
Well, she, at that time, she went. I think mother taught you. I imagine about now, we used to talk about it. When she could help me with my geography and things like that, she said she ranked was what would be classified sixth grade then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, did she ever have a job outside of...
No, care for children. She had 12.
Good gracious.
She had a heart and hands both full, didn't she?
She sure did.
Yes, ma'am. And,
Well, now, where did your people come from? Before they came to Georgia, all of them.
Well, as I said, they were put off the boat in the Carolinas.
In Carolina, uh-huh.
And that's the way my father and I.
Well, now what about your mother's people? Do you know about
them? Now, my mother's people, I don't know any of them. They were out there in the country, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Any farther than that, where they were, came around.
Okay.
They all been in Taylor County, all of them.
Uh-huh. Well, now, let's see, you said your husband was postmaster.
Yes, sir. 27 years, I think it was 27 years.
Well, did he ever do any other kind of work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mercantile business, 20, about 25 years.
He was on.
He
was on. I'll tell you this about him. He was a beautiful character. And I think that about he was on. And I think about, I got to say something about my family now. And that I think he never drank, he never smoked or anything like that. Well, mm-hmm. my father didn't either. So then when I had children and all, and people, but I didn't have any, I had 7 boys and 2 girls.
Gracious, that's a big family.
I didn't have but 9 myself. And I didn't raise one that smoked. Or chews or anything like that, mm-hmm. or drinks. Now I thought that was something.
That really was?
Yes.
Was your husband a Methodist too?
Yes. Yes, he was a Methodist first. He was in the church when I married.
Was he older than you?
Yeah, he was 6 years older than I was.
Okay. And where was he born?